Claudia'll find you here. And Earl is glad you guys showed up. The way things are downtown, you might have to stay for a while. There was a helicopter hovering over your house when I talked to your neighbor, Kyle. Who the hell do they think they are, invading our home like that? Grandma and I had to leave so fast, we couldn't even catch the cat. The helicopter scared the shit out of it. Took off down the trail, down across the railroad tracks, towards the county jail. was unfamiliar. A walkie-talkie squealed. Generators were running. Vans parked outside in the field. TV crews and cameras. They wanted to interview Grandpa on the porch. They came through the gate and up on the lawn, knocking down Edith's tiki torch. Grandpa saw them there, looking through the Venetian blind. Those people don't have any respect, so they won't get any of mine. I ain't gonna talk about Jed. Or nine. I don't have time to talk that fast, and it ain't my crime. It ain't an honor to be on TV, and it ain't a duty either. The only good thing about TV is shows like Leave It to Beaver. Shows with love and affection, like Mama used to say. A little Mayberry living can go a long, long way. He took Earl's gun down from the closet, and he loaded up both barrels. Went out on the porch, fired them off, and up walked a woman named Carol. Susan Carol from Early Magazine. I got some questions to ask. Well, you can stick them where the sun don't shine, Grandpa said with a gasp. But then he fell face first and let out a sigh. Came out in shock. Grandpa was whispering to her from down on the floor. It looked like he was trying to talk. That guy just keeps singing. Can't somebody shut him up? I don't know for the life of me where he comes up with that stuff. Picture of Carmichael on the front page, posing with a little league baseball team and a CD shot of Jed on a motorcycle. Grandpa died like a hero, fighting for freedom of silence, trying to stop the media.